Welcome to the Mikey Pod on the Bayou Show. That's not what this show's about.
It ain't.
No. Here, watch this. Welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. Texas, it's not just for cow-tipping rednecks.
Hello, welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. This is episode... Oh my God, am I clipping? No, I don't think so. My mic is crazy, but you don't care about that now, do you? Ah, what a great weekend. I had an amazing weekend. And I have some audio to prove it. Let's turn that music down just a little, shall we? I went out to Festival Hill at Round Top with my pal Tiffany and the managing director, Richard Royal, and associate managing director, Lamar Lentz, gave the two of us a tour, and it was amazing. So I have some audio from that. I have a ton of audio from our tour. So I'm thinking it might go over a few episodes. In fact, it will. But I have an easy week this week, so I might do a few extra shows. So that's that. My other exciting news, and the reason I'm so wound up, is because I'm going to go see Miss Jane Siberry tonight. As you may know, I've played her on the show several times, but she is my top three. Who else is in my top three? Anyone? Bueller. It's Jane Siberry, Yoko Ono, and David Sylvian. So Jane Siberry is playing at the Mucky Duck tonight. If you hear this in time, you should go see it. There are tickets available. They're only $15. She's a badass. This is from... I should know this. I think this is her... I'm putting a windscreen on this during the song. There's too much breathing. I'm just too excited about today and this weekend. It's just too excited. I can't really handle it. Anyway, this song is called One More Color. It's from her album, The Speckless Sky, which was released in 85. I call myself a fan. This is her second, well, really third. There's the Jane Siberry one. There's the one that has Waitress on it, Map of the World or something like that, and then this one. And it's got a great video with cows, which I saw a lot of this weekend. I've been loving my country living on the weekends. Anyway, I've got a lot coming up for you after this from Jane Siberry, the High Priestess of Odd. That's Jane Sibri with One More Color from The Speckless Guy. Okay, now I can breathe comfortably without having to worry about... oh my gosh. You couldn't hear that, could you? But it sounds like my latest show promo is going to play this week. While I'm talking about it, here, let's get that going.
The Flatus Show. Hi, I'm Kenty, and Jose's here, and we're inviting you to come listen to our weekly podcast. We talk about cooking, the Bible, opera, we have interviews, I talk about Brenda Starr, no one else does that, sometimes fitness, I always have some commentary, I talk about my life, and more. The Flatus Show can be found at iTunes and at QPodder and other places on the web. Just do a Google search for The Flatus Show, and you'll be sure to find me. See you there.
Oh, yes. The Flatus Show, a fellow composer, I might add. Sorry I didn't get that on the show last week, Kenty, but now you've got it. Now my mic seems soft, but that's okay. Yeah, we're all right. I had a great weekend. I'm serious. So Round Top, Texas, population 77 from the source I got on the internet a couple days ago. In the middle of Round Top, Texas, out past these little country roads, is Festival Hill, a worldwide, world-famous music institute. People audition all over the country. I don't know if they come from all over the world for the institute. I'm guessing they probably do. But the auditions are held, from what I could tell, only in the country, at different schools around the country. And around 100 people are accepted to study music there. It was started by the concert pianist James Dick. And Richard Royal and Lamar Lentz, who I mentioned earlier, come and see shows at Brenham at Unity Theater, where I work all the time. And they kept telling me to come have a tour, come have a tour. And you know how sometimes you're like, oh, they're just being nice. They don't really want to invite me on a tour. Oh, yes, they did. I went with my friend Tiffany, and it was an amazing time. And they were the most amazing hosts. So I appreciate that, guys. And I broke the tour up into pieces, and in fact, you won't hear them at all on this part. This is everything that happened before. We got there early, and we did a little exploring on our own.
At the Festival Hill at Round Top, I'm with Tiffany, who doesn't have to say anything if she doesn't want to.
Hello.
But she did. We're getting out of the car. We're early. We're going to have lunch here, and we're meeting Lamar and Richard, who I'm really not sure what their involvement is here. They're both involved as the people that started it, I think. But Festival Hill is a world-renowned venue for music. There's a festival every summer. And they also have Shakespeare stuff, and they do a... what's that playwright's name that wrote Arms and the Man and some other things? Well, they have a whole festival for him. I can't remember his name, but we're getting out of the car. We're early, so we're just going to roam around. We're going to roam to the restroom. Richard and Lamar, Richard and Lamar. I've been singing their names, so we won't get confused. We're in front of the... what do they call this?
Beautiful building.
It's a beautiful building. This is where they have the performances. What do they call that? Performance hall? You want to go in and see?
No food or beverages.
No problem.
Nope, door locked.
Do you think it's open over here? You want to try that one?
Locked as well.
Should we just find a tree?
You
want to go over to the house where we're going to be eating, and maybe that's open?
Okay. Oh, look at the beautiful fountain.
Oh, you want to look at the fountain?
Yeah.
And look, there are little herbs growing around here. Tiffany has to pee.
Walking to a fountain may not be the smartest.
Look at how it's just so freely flowing off the... So, it was when we were driving out here that I realized I know very little about this place, except that it's a big deal. And it's in the middle of the country. And Texas really is beautiful. It really has its moments, I think. Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a chapel out here that's got it. That's a steeple, right?
Yeah.
I'm not into the church lingo.
Don't you remember the game, though?
Here's the church.
I hope you're doing this at home. Little benches. I wonder how much wind noise is being picked up.
Is there anything you can do to prevent it?
Not really, not with this. But it's okay. It's part of the beautiful effect of sound seeing. Isn't that retarded? A retarded name? Sound seeing? Well, I think sound seeing is more retarded than concert hall.
I was trying to remember the name of it.
Yeah. So we're in front of the chapel, and here's a there are two huge fountains. Can you hear? I wish I had more descriptive language. They're like really cool. We're going through, there's a big iron gate here. And this church is like, what do you call that in the windows?
Stained glass.
But it like, isn't there a name for like the detail that surrounds the little stained glass pieces?
I'm not an architecture major.
If y'all could see this, y'all would be real impressed, okay? So there's lots of housing out here. In fact, the reason I'm out in this part of the town is because I'm working at a theater in Brenham, Texas. Oh, it's a little stone iguana. And, so the guys that we're going to meet later, Richard and Lamar, come see shows there all the time. And I've heard about this place forever. There are herbs growing around everywhere and plants. These are all herbs, right?
Yes, rosemary.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and I love rosemary. You can just like, you can rub your fingers on it and then put it on like eau de toilette. This is like, we're walking across this stone thing. This is why God invented cameras. Okay, so we're looking out now over this little atrium sort of
plaza.
Area.
Piazza? No, I was saying plaza, but yeah, we can go with that one.
Palazzo. And there's some tables set up out here, and the stone is in these sort of circular patterns.
Peacock sweeps.
Yes, peacock sweeps. That's what I was looking for. And there's another fountain down here, and there's the Virgin Mary over there. She's hanging out right there. She's holding her baby and stuff.
Where do you see Mary?
Right there, that little, in that little invention thing.
Christ, Lord, our Savior.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jesus. You look like a girl in that dress. Should we get closer to Jesus?
Yes. Yeah. So I've heard.
Now we're going to get. Oh, those steps are a little treacherous. This is amazing. It's really beautiful. My friend Carolyn called this a gay man's playground. It's like the guys that started it were like, oh, and now we need a church.
Oh, I think it may be Mary.
It is Mary. Mary. And she's holding her heart. And there's this huge stone fountain. I mean, you'd still call
waterfall.
It a fountain. It's a waterfall.
Fountain.
And then there's water over there, too. They're big on the waterfalls and fountains here. Back into the wind, I feel more. Oh, look. There's. Now we're going through this little. Oh my gosh.
I'm scared.
It's a little like entryway toward the back. Is that a bell? Oh, and there's a big old bell. Well, I mean, he did say that it was okay. Just maybe we shouldn't go in there. It's a little.
Catacomb.
It's a catacomb. It's like a. We just sort of. It's huge iron bells. I wonder if they really ring these. That's probably a silly question. This is, it's like a movie in here. This huge archway with wooden doors. How do you describe what we just were in? It's a, like a...
I'm going for catacombs.
It's like a, well, there are iron, there's an iron sort of thing.
Chandelier.
Remember when I had one of those in that little efficiency apartment I had? When my gay friend helped me decorate? I love saying my gay friend as if I'm not gay.
How would you describe this? There are stone archways, look like secret passageways into places we don't know where they lead.
I'm so tempted to go in there. I'll ask, when we talk to Richard and Lamar, I'll ask them if it's okay for us to come back over here and explore. Or go, because I'd like to see the inside of the church, but you never know, like, someone could be up in there praying and stuff. So now we're back out of the catacomb area. It's another waterfall. Are you serious?
Well, I guess Juno was a little main woman kind.
Oh, there's a little table up there with checkers.
Look at this room, though. It's all shells. Look at all these shells.
And can you move these checkers? There's a little checkerboard built into the table with shells, black and white shells that you can play checkers with. That's too many checkers, though, isn't it?
Yes. Maybe they're just extras.
Wow.
Look how much fun this is. Oh, I wish I had my camera. Or I guess I had Seth's camera.
Okay. Maybe I'll go use the bathroom too. Hey, what a good thing.
No.
Oh, they're locked.
No.
Are you in desperate need?
Well, not so
getting
desperate
there.
Yet. Moroccan.
What is this? And this man is spitting. Is this your car key?
Yes.
Why did you give me that?
I didn't. I snuck it into my pocket.
I was just sitting there, what in the world do I have in my pocket? So there's, oh my lord.
A little gazebo. Isn't that what it is?
I guess it is. Oh, it's amazing.
With that little Moroccan hat on top. You think it's a big, Moroccan or
I don't know.
Arabic or?
It looks like terrorists probably live here. Just kidding. Just kidding. Jeez. Jesus Christ.
Have you seen that movie?
Which
what's,
one?
What's Funny in the Muslim World? I think that's what it's called. It's an Albert Brooks movie that the government hires him to find out what's funny to Muslim people, because that's going to be a way that we're going to fight the terrorists, because we're going to have greater understanding
of like what they think is funny.
Right. I mean, not so much. We have to create understanding, and it's very funny. So he goes to India. He's supposed to go to India and Pakistan. He does make this one little secret trip into Pakistan, but it's very funny.
That's a trip.
It's not the funniest thing I've seen,
but it's funny.
It has definitely had some.
Oh. This bridge leads to a tree. And there are pine cones and pine needles. So I would guess that this must be a pine tree. Pine needles on the ground and the pine cones.
I'm willing to go. Ooh, do you think we can take some pine cones?
I don't know.
I want to make one of those pine cone bird feeders. Could you make one in
with like
out?
Peanut butter inside? Yeah. It's probably okay.
Probably.
We should ask later, because I'd hate for them to be like, why are you carrying that pine cone around, girl? What you think this is? Pine cones are us? You have good shoes for this. My shoes aren't really sounding.
I want you to come do a podcast of the archery, just so you can hear the sounds.
That would be fun. Tiffany's in a archery league, right?
Yes.
And you just started archerying
a month ago. Left or right? Right or left?
I don't know. Did we came from that way, right?
Big house.
Do you want to go back the way we came?
Sure.
Now it's 25 till. We were supposed to be here at noon, and it's 25 till 11, till 12.
so we don't want to be too early.
But the bathroom is becoming a priority. Moving its way up.
Oh, the priority. I was like, what?
No,
what's
yeah.
moving its way up? I was trying to think physiologically.
No, needing to find one is moving its way up the priority list of things we need to do. I think they're doing some reconstruction down the back.
Oh, I think that's shabby chic.
That was the aid.
So, wind chime.
Texas Blue Line. What was the woman that we met, or that I met, at the theater?
Celia?
She said they did herb workshops out here?
Yes.
What kind of herb workshops?
I don't know. That's something we can ask the guys when we're talking to them later. Yeah.
What did you call it?
A sound seeing tour?
Sound seeing tour. The butterfly. Then do you play it as an entirety?
I don't know. It depends on how long it winds up being. I think that we'll. I think it'll be okay. I really like listening to even putting on headphones. Something about listening with headphones on to these kind of things, even if someone's just walking around, it's really interesting to me.
What's the green and yellow flag?
I don't know. We're walking by three flagpoles. There's the Texas flag, an American flag, and this big green and yellow flag. Does it say something? Rome, G-R-O-E-M? Or is that an O? I can't read that. It's too flappy. Okay, was this the house that we were talking about before? Let's walk down and make sure.
Knock on somebody's door. Hi! We're looking for Lamar and Judy.
There's a car coming! I'm gonna turn it off. This will be the end of this part of our sound scene. We went to the bathroom.
And we're back now.
And we're back.
Focused
we just
again.
Looked at some things. We just came across this
faux cemetery.
Yeah. And it's enclosed in a white picket fence with a big awning. Sort of awning?
Archway.
Archway.
Or no. What are these called?
I don't know.
A little trellis.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. You get married under them.
Yeah, you get the idea. But there are all these gravestones, but in front of them, well, each one has the name of a different item. Like leaves, it looks like they're all talking about how long it takes for these things to degrade.
And in front of each of them is a little box, a little chicken wire box full of, like, the paper gravestone has a chicken wire box full of paper.
And it says 3 to 5 months. And then there's leaves, 1 to 3 months. Orange peel, 6 months. And in front of each of these is the thing that it's talking about. Aluminum is 80 to 100 years. Cigarette butts, 10 to 20 years. Plastic bags, 10 to 20 years. Plastic containers, 50 to 80 years. Milk cartons, 5 months.
Which I found surprising.
I thought it would take longer than that.
To decompose.
Yeah, that's what we're getting. Well, that must be what it is, huh? And then
I would have said.
Right in the center is styrofoam. Never.
And so you're actually getting to see it decompose, apparently. Well, obviously not the styrofoam.
I'm thinking it's some sort of insulation piece, maybe? Or maybe it's just really an experiment.
Either way. I wonder what these little balls think of.
Do they come off the tree?
Possibly.
We went into the kitchen where we're going to be eating in about 10 minutes. And it was just a bustling. It's really beautiful out here. There's a bird. You little bitch. There it goes. I wonder if those are even picked up by the way. Okay. It's about time for us to go meet for lunch. So I think that was just a little addendum. Bye for now.
Hi. Welcome back. That's what I love about Texas. And I do love Texas, I gotta say. Now that I'm a little bit calmed down about Proposition 2, I love Texas. Sorry, y'all. Just like, there are so many little unusual blessings in the state, you know, like you totally don't expect. And this place is just amazing, and it's internationally renowned. So there's more to hear about that. After that, we ate lunch. We met Lamar and Richard soon after that. I'll play the rest of that. I'll play the rest of that tomorrow, the next day. I'll probably put out maybe two more podcasts this week. You heard the beginning of a promo I wanted to play. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up pretty quick because it's getting kind of long. Here we go.
You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
That's the intro you hear at the start of every new news story at the Podcaster News Network. Have you heard what's the news? Well, check out PodcasterNews.com. It is the first citizens media news service. We have more than 50 independent programs that are no longer than 5 minutes each on subjects such as top stories, business, politics, science, technology, sports, entertainment, lifestyles, education, health, travel. These short news and information outtakes are created by people like you and I. The website at podcasternews.com has been built from the ground up for the listener. So come over to the website and build your playlist through our unique MyCast system. With MyCast, you can customize your newscast to listen where and when you want to. So check out the Podcaster News Network at podcasternews.com for all of our exclusive content. See why PCN is creating revolutionary news and media content. If you are a content producer, check out our opportunities at podcasternews.com. My name is Todd Cochran, and it's been my pleasure to bring you a short introduction into PCN, the Podcaster News Network, at podcasternews.com. Aloha.
Yay, thank you, Todd, very much. And I'm so happy to be a part of that. So, yeah, you know already that I'm doing a show now called The Velvet Voice. I put up the first episode yesterday, but something is going wrong, and they're trying to figure out what happened. So you can't actually access it yet, but go to podcasternews.com, and you can subscribe to it there. I got a book this weekend called It's Not Easy Being Green and Other Things to Consider. It's quotes from Jim Henson, The Muppets, and Friends. It was compiled by his daughter. And it was one of those moments that made me think about, how difficult it is to be nice. You know what I mean? It's not really cool to be nice. So, but the people that I really admire are, in a lot of ways. So, I don't know why I'm sharing that with you, but maybe I'll share more later. I'm looking at the fact that we're now 31:22. Here's Shirley Horn to wrap up the show. As wonderful as Shirley Horn is, she still does not have the pizzazz that Kermit the Frog has in this song, but I just don't have it. So here's Shirley Horn, which is a beautiful version, mind you, of It's Not Easy Being Green. If you'd like to email me, you can do that at mikeypod@gmail.com. My voicemail is 206-339-6682, and you can also visit Festival Hill, the where the Sound Sing Tour just was, at festivalhill.org. Thanks, and I'll see you next time.
It's not that easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold, or something much more colorful like that. It's not that easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles on the water or stars in the sky. But green is the color of spring, and green can be cool and friendly like. And green can be big like an ocean, or important like a mountain, or tall like a tree. But if green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why. But why wonder? Why wonder? I'm green, and it'll do fine, and it's beautiful. And I think it's what I want to be.